Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere west of Topeka, someone's getting out for a breath of fresh air, which is why a farmer is harvesting corn, and why a train is transporting corn, and why ADM is turning corn into ethanol, a renewable, cleaner-burning fuel. Somewhere west of Topeka, someone's getting out for a breath of fresh air. And lots of us are helping make sure that fresh air is actually fresh. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. I know there are big things happening that can have huge influence on the ag industry. All over the news is immigration, the Doha trade round, the farm bill. But under the radar screen, National Uniformity for Food Act is moving. It is not broadly understood, but USDA sets standards for food safety and labeling for meat and poultry products, but all the rest of our food is regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. Well, meat and poultry has had national standards of safety and labeling since the first hog was slaughtered, but we don't have national standards for all the rest of our food regulated by the FDA. So food safety extremists, they're writing state laws requiring pages of warning labels to be slapped on all kinds of products. Whatever the flavor of the day food safety scare may be, put it on the product, sound science be damned. Well, I'm sure you won't be surprised to hear that California leads the way in warning the consumers about everything real or imaginary. Some good news, a San Francisco Superior Court judge ruled this week that warning labels are not warranted on canned tuna. The state wanted to require warning labels because of a tiny presence of mercury on the product. That ruling is significant because it reminds us that we need uniform safety standards on all foods, not just meat and poultry. And the standards should be set by the federal government. California trial lawyers don't want uniformity. That would limit their hunting ground for tort cases. Our food companies are shipping food to 20, 30, 40, 50 states. Now, how expensive and complicated can it be if every state has its own unique label requirements? The House of Representatives passed the National Uniformity for Food Act this March. The Senate needs to do the same. And quit pandering to the trial lawyers and whining food safety extremists hiding behind a phony argument about states' rights. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.